Uber stock sank this morning after the ride-sharing company posted a $5.2 billion quarterly loss, its largest ever. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why is Uber losing this much money?
Well, so the vast majority of that $5.2 billion loss was because the company just went public with an IPO. And what they do is they reward employees with shares of that new stock. That's very common with companies that issue an IPO like Uber did. And Wall Street sort of looks past that number because it's a one-time cost. Mm-hmm. If you subtract that cost for stock-based compensation and a few other things like interest payments and taxes, you get what's called an adjusted loss. And that's really what Wall Street judges them by. That was still pretty big. It doubled to about $656 million. And why are they losing that much money? Well, they're still investing very strongly to grow the company in various markets across the world. So they're willing to sacrifice these short-term losses in the hopes that those investments down the road pay off.
And some of that investment is in the form of subsidies that Uber pays to lessen the costs that we, the consumers, pay for rides. Is Uber ever likely to be in a place where it can eliminate those subsidies?
Yeah, ever, yes. I mean, I think the goal is eventually to get rid of them. In the near future, they're probably here for a while, especially in the food delivery business, which mm-hmm. is hyper-competitive for them. And their main competition, obviously, in the U.S. is Lyft, but there's all sorts of international competition. And they're really using these subsidies to gain that market share, hoping that they will eventually become the biggest player in this ride-sharing industry and sort of drive out some of the weaker competition so that they have more of the business all to themselves.
Well, yeah, here in the U.S., they control 70% of the ride-sharing market. But you mentioned other countries. What kind of competition are they facing abroad?
It's pretty fierce still. Ironically, one of their biggest competitors, it's a Chinese company called Didi Chuxing. Uber actually owns 15% of the company, but that's not stopping Didi from being a very, very fierce competitor to Uber, not just in China, but they're also expanding into Latin America, mm-hmm. Mexico and Brazil. They have plans to enter the business in Chile and Colombia, all which are markets for Uber. So despite the fact they do have that relationship, Uber owns a chunk of the company, that's one of their main competitors. So it is a very fierce competitive landscape globally. The executives on the call, CEO Dara Khosrowshahi, said that they do think the competition is easing a little bit, but it's still pretty fierce, obviously.
And just briefly, how is Lyft doing in this country?
So Lyft is still much smaller than Uber. Uber had about $2.9 billion in sales in the quarter. Lyft had about $867 million. But their growth rate is way faster, about 72%. So they're closing that gap pretty quickly.
That is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, talking with us about Uber, which is looking at stocks in the red today after the company posted, as we said, a $5.2 billion quarterly loss, its largest ever. Mike, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jeremy.